Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Everything But Niche. All right, so for this episode, we're going to be channeling what's to come for June to October with a little bit of the month of May also. So the month of May, I spoke a little bit about it on TikTok. If you don't follow me yet on TikTok, please do. I update it pretty daily and I talk about integrations that are happening, like small integrations that are happening on a daily basis. So you guys can follow me, maybe Aaliyah1. And there's also my Instagram where I post more stories. So like on a day-to-day basis as well. And it's Sarah Anton with two A's before the H. So SaraAhAnton. So that's like for that. But I spoke a little bit about it on TikTok for the month of May is a month of integration. So everything that we learned during eclipse season and retrograde season during the month of April, like the month that we're going to put into a box and we're just going to forget that it ever existed because there was so much going on, month of April. So the past was the month of April, closing the door to the past to be able to walk into the new earth. And now with the month of May is the integration of the new earth. It's the integration of the new energy. It's the integration of the new power. So there is going to be a lot of ascension symptoms. There is going to be a lot of epiphanies, a lot of enlightenment, illuminations that are going to come in the month of May as well. A lot of changes as well that are going to happen internally. Maybe you're not going to want to hang out with certain people anymore. Maybe you're not going to want to eat certain food anymore. Maybe you're going to start feeling your crown chakra and your third eye throbbing a little bit differently as well. That's all part of the integration for the month of May. Allow it to happen. Surrender to it because it's the next level. All right. So the month of May is kind of like, I like to call it the pause month. So the month of April, imagine that it's door one. You're closing the door to door one and now you're in the hallway. The month of May is the hallway. You're just sitting there and you're just vibing. You're getting used to the new body that you have. You're getting used to the new powers. And then the month of June is door two. So you're in the hallway in between. Door one is completely disappeared. You're in the hallway. You're waiting for door two to open. Door two, month of June, that's going to be forward movement. So expect right away, before I even start the channel, June is going to be an absolutely fast-paced month. A lot of things are going to be thrown at you in a good way. So a lot, if you've done the work, very important, if you've done the work, if you've done the shadow work, if you've done the integrations, if you've done maybe even some rituals as well, if you've done part of the grimoire, if you haven't purchased it yet, by the way, the grimoire, highly, highly, highly recommend, because all the rituals, I did them myself personally and all of them work. Like I've had clients email me, I've had friends email me, they work. The rituals work extremely, extremely fast. There are even some disclaimers for some of the rituals because that's how fast they work. So the grimoire is also available on my website under the tab Magic, and it's a digital download. So if you've done some of the rituals as well, expect the results of all of that work that you put in to be shown to you in the month of June. So June is going to be opportunities given to you, and you're going to get to take the risk necessary for you to be able to jump forward into this new timeline and to experience the new timeline. So you're going to start experiencing the blessings, experiencing the abundance, experiencing the changes that you've been asking for over the last couple of months. So, and I'm seeing from January. So the first 5 months of the year, it was the first 4 months, sorry, because I'm going to put April in it, not May. The first four months of the year was a lot of work, a lot of inner shadow work, a lot of changes that were happening. And now the month of May is integrating all of that for you to be able to walk into the new season, into the month of June, a completely new person, ready to experience those blessings and to take in these blessings and multiply them, double them, and use them for the greater good for the new earth. So that's for the month of June. That's for the month of May. Now for this podcast, what I want to channel mostly, because Bashar has been coming to me honestly like for a week, but I've been going through my own integration symptoms as well and through my own power integration. So it's like I've been a little bit on bed rest. You guys can maybe hear it as well in my tone of voice. Like it's very calm. Vocal cords were like completely shut, nose completely blocked, headache and everything. So I took my time. Not gonna lie, I took my time with doing this episode because I was just out of it. I'm getting back on my feet now. I know that Bashar really, really wants to come through here for this. So let's get started. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little nervous to do this reading and to do this channel because I feel that there's gonna be so many things happening from the month of June to the month of October that, I don't know, I'm feeling a little scared. Well, not scared, nervous. I'm like, what is Bashar going to tell me? Because I feel it, but Yeah, okay. Anyways, let's just dive in, okay? All right, so let's take a look. Let me just tap in. All right, perfect. So I'm seeing right away there's Bashar. He has the door open and he's allowing light beings, but it's like there's light beings all perceived and seen as children that are just walking through a door full of light. They're walking through a door full of light and he's bringing them in. And on the other side, as they're being brought in, they kind of like drop onto earth. They drop onto earth. I'm seeing a big like a fair market with like Ferris wheel, arcades and everything. And he's showing me the lights. It's like the lights that are shown, the overstimulation. It's like the feeling of feeling overly stimulated. But not in a bad way, because you're at a fair, you're like, there's the Ferris wheel, there's the sound, there's the music, you're overstimulated by everything around you, but you're not feeling bad or negative about it. You're just feeling like it's a lot at the same time. And I'm seeing for the month of June, this is exactly how it's going to start bringing out. I'm seeing starting also May 15th to May 23rd, there's going to be opportunities that are going to be coming forward here in a very fast-paced, fast movement. Things are going to be moving extremely fast. Boundaries are going to be very important from May 15th to May 23rd. Boundaries are going to be very important because a lot of people are going to want to push you into something that you might not be ready to take in yet. Make sure that you set boundaries to respect your own time, to self-respect, to respect your own energy at the same time. And I'm seeing starting May 28th specifically, this is where there's the launch forward, and he's showing me kind of like a slingshot. This is where there's the launch forward. The month of June, all of the things that you've been manifesting and working on, all of the things that you removed blockages from, all of the things that you removed shadows from, that you diminished your own ego, your own darkness to be able to find the light, the things that you've alchemized, all of those things are going to be given to you. And he's showing me again the children light that are kind of like being dropped onto earth here. To be able to have fun. People are coming to union with their inner child. People are coming to union with their inner light. And by coming to union with their inner light, they will be able to start creating around them. They will be able to start bringing in opportunities, and they will be able to start enjoying the opportunities that are being given to them. Whereas in the past, there was this self-sabotage tendency that might have come in. There are certain opportunities that you might have experienced. I'm seeing 18 months prior to June of this year. 18 months prior to June of this year, there are certain experiences that you might have been shown that you pushed aside, or that there were experiences that you saw on other people, or experiences that you were given, opportunities that you were giving that you couldn't follow through with because you didn't have the wisdom yet to multiply that blessing. It was just a little tidbit for you to be able to get triggered inside of you and to start working on the shadow that is moving you out of that abundance, that is moving you out of that frequency. It was a preparation. The last 18 months was a preparation for what is happening here today in June 2024. Everything was prepared and pre-planned. All of the shadow work that you've done over the last couple of months, the last 18 months, all of the work is all coming to fruition in the month of June. And that he's showing me literally a tree that is growing. And for the last 18 months, the tree was growing, growing, growing. And now there's an apple. I'm seeing an apple, a lemon, an orange. Now it's ready for you to take. You are ready to take the fruit out of the tree, because the tree has the fruit, bears its fruits. And for the month of June, it's going to be that launch forward. There's going to be a lot of opportunities, a lot. Guys, when I can't even express how many opportunities are going to be shown to each and every single one of you that's done the work, that's put in the work to be awakened, to alchemize, to remove all adversity, to remove all ego, to remove all greed, to remove all envy, to remove all fear that separated itself. I'm seeing also separating yourself from the celebrity world and from the fame and fortune world, but not the one that you're meant to live. Separating yourself from the one that the earth, the old earth, pushes. Interesting. For the month of July specifically, the definition of fame and fortune, the definition of luxury, the definition of freedom is going to be changing around the world. And that he's showing me Hollywood. It's like Hollywood is just being removed completely. And I'm feeling it in the heart space. Hollywood is just being cleaned up completely. Like, it's a huge cleanup in Hollywood. A lot of celebrities. And this is something that I've said privately. I haven't done it publicly yet, but I will be doing it publicly now. The Kardashians. This year will be the downfall of the Kardashians, the start of the downfall of the Kardashians. The real downfall might happen around 2025, depending on the timelines, but this is the start of the downfall of the Kardashians. I'm seeing specifically Kylie Jenner. I've seen her a lot whenever I would do like these channels. So I've seen her a lot now. What's to come? She might be kind of like the first to go down, or she might be the one that might switches, but I'm seeing Kylie Jenner specifically. There's something very specific about Kylie Jenner and the downfall of the Kardashians that are kind of like interlinked together. When they do, when the Kardashians start falling, it will be a ripple effect. It will be a ripple effect because the Kardashians, there's this energy around them. They are high priestesses. They do work with a lot of magic around them. They do know how to work with magic. And as they start falling, this will be the downfall. This will be the ripple effect of anybody who uses the energy of dark magic to go to the top. And I'm seeing even like on TikTok, I'm seeing on Instagram, anybody who uses dark magic and who uses black magic will start seeing a downfall because the new earth is ascending. And on the new earth, black magic cannot exist. Dark magic, dark intentions, envy, greed, energy vampires cannot exist. People who feed off of other people's energies cannot exist. So the month of July, you're going to start seeing the veils completely removed from the Hollywood life, from the celebrities around the world. You will truly start seeing it. We're already seeing part of it, but we're going to start seeing a lot of it. Like, I'm seeing literally kind of like, he's showing me there's a stage and there's like a drape and it just drops and you see behind all of the celebrities doing everything that, you know, like we think that they do and we believe and we know that they do energetically, but it's just, we're going to start seeing it in the 3D. Like we're going to see them basically like with their pants down is what I'm seeing, like caught with their pants down. So there's going to be like a big, big downfall that is going to start happening in the month of July. And I'm hearing pay no mind to it, pay no attention to it. There is a lot of celebrities that are going to try to suffocate other people's energies through that shift. So pay no attention to it, pay no mind to it. Don't give them any energy. This is very important. Pay them no mind, give them no energy. Don't allow them the benefit of receiving your energy based off of what they put online, what they don't put online, the drama, the gossip, whatever it is. Do not pay any mind to it. I'm hearing like, and I'm seeing on TikTok, like if you see certain things, just scroll, because they take on that energy. They take people's energies. And as they start to being drained themselves from the energy of others, they're going to start facing their own shadow, their own karma. And the only way that they're going to be able to survive is to continue taking on energy from other people in any means possible, even if it means bad media, even if it means bad marketing or whatever it is. So don't just push it aside. Do not entertain it. Do not give into it. This is very important because there is a new wave of celebrity movement that is coming through here. And I'm seeing August to September for that. There is a new wave of celebrity movements that is going to come. There's a lot of new people that are going to start seeing again, like the opportunities that are coming in here in June. They're going to start being given opportunities to go to the top, to start seeing certain results, to start going to higher positions. And I'm seeing like even the corporate world. This is not just about Hollywood. This is also about the corporate world. There's going to be a new door that opens and opportunities that are going to be given to people to start being at the top, to start experiencing top level, to start experiencing power, because their power is with the new earth, is with a higher vibration. So as they are put in power, the power is also going to be relocated to other people from a higher energy, from a higher frequency. So the lower vibrational energy beings that are in power now, they will start falling as there's new people that are going to start receiving opportunities to go to the top. And Bashar is showing me like it's as if there's going to be people who are currently in power. They're going to receive visions or downloads or information to choose certain people specifically. So do expect, if you receive a random call or if you receive a random opportunity from someone, know that it is divine. Finally guided, because there is a mission behind it. There is also a message that was given to that person to meet you. There's going to be people that will know of you if you're currently in that awakening, that will know of you, that will know of your name, and that are waiting for the right moment to give you the message, to give you the letter, the invitation to step into that position of power. allow that to happen. Allow that to happen. Trust in divine timing, as the invitation is going to be given to you in divine timing. But I'm seeing Bashar specifically, like he's really like, it's, I'm seeing a lot of different aliens, to be honest. I'm seeing the pinks again here. I'm seeing the yellows again, but it's like they're showing me like they're all going towards people who have been in power for a very long time, and they're giving them kind of like nudges, and they're like, this person, and this, I'm seeing it's been 5 months in the making. They've been receiving certain nudges about certain people here on earth to give them the invitation to be able to step up to a higher position. And this will start being activated in the month of June. And then the month of July, it's going to be the veil being removed again. And I'm seeing earthquakes as well for the month of July. So there might be a lot of energetic shifts on the planet for the month of July. August, September, like I said, it's going to be a lot of that switch happening. A lot of that switch happening. I'm seeing like the new movement of power being at the top, the changes that are going to be happening on earth, August to September. It's like from a higher position now, it's like there are certain actions that are going to be taken here. And even like government wise, there's going to be like a shift that's going to happen in October. Oh, wait, let me just open my eyes. Isn't it election year in the States now? Because I just realized it's election year in the States. October, when is the election year? October or November? But it's interesting that he's showing it to me like that, because it seems like there's August and September. I'm hearing it's going to be like filler month. So June is going to be kind of like the opportunities being given. July, the veil being removed. August, September is going to be very fun, is what I'm hearing. They're going to be filler months. It's going to be those who have the invitation and who receive the invitation to be in a position of power or in a position of fame or fortune, to be able to redefine the meaning of fame and fortune, to redefine the meaning of freedom. Those are just going to be filler months for those people, because they're just going to be having fun. Like, it's the energy of having fun, of resting. Because June and July are going to be packed. There's going to be a lot of energies happening, a lot of work that's going to be required to do. It's like the cleanup. July is the cleanup. June is the opportunity. June is like, for example, imagine you're receiving the job offer June. You start June. July, you clean house. So there's the cleanup. And I'm speaking about like job-wise, but imagine like earth-wise, right? There's the cleanup of the energies on earth. August, September, it's just about, you know, hiring new people, putting new people in the positions of power, moving forward, filler months, just having fun and reorganizing everything. And then October, there's going to be another huge integration that's going to be happening. I'm seeing October 15th to October 18th specifically here. There's going to be a new integration that's going to be happening. And November as well. I'm seeing, honestly, I'm seeing lightning for the month of November. Like, the big, big change is going to be happening in November, but October is going to be the integration. Hold on a second. I just wanted to make sure that everything was recording. Okay, so let's take a look for the month of October specifically here. 15th to the 18th. I'm seeing a lot, like, it's the spirit team and the spiritual realm is going to be working overtime in the month of October. They're going to be working overtime to get things moving, to get people moving as well here. So I'm hearing and I'm seeing also, it's like the month of October, all the things that were done in the month of June to September, all the things that were done, and the people who are not willing to follow the work that was done. So let's say like the people in power that do not want to leave their post, they're going to be pushed out. Like, I'm seeing like spirit team, like I'm seeing armies from the spiritual realm just being put onto earth. Like, now, you know, I was seeing the inner child and like the children light being pushed in the month of June. Now I'm seeing like army from the spiritual realm that are being thrown on earth to be able to push out those who are too greedy, or those who are giving in too much to greediness, yeah, that do not want to leave their posts. They're going to be pushed out. I'm seeing a lot of deaths in October as well, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be an actual physical death. It can be just like a lot of energetic deaths that are going to be happening, ego deaths that are going to be happening in the month of October. A lot of people are going to be shown their karma in the month of October. A lot of people are going to be shown their karma. Those who are not willing to leave their post, or who are not willing to give up their control, they're going to be shown their karma very, very fast. And I'm hearing spiritual war as well for the month of October, November. There's like spiritual war that might start happening a little bit faster. But I'm hearing Bashar, like, so specifically, he's like, do not even worry about that, because that is happening in the energetic realm. This is not something that you have to worry about for you as a light worker, as a spiritual worker. And this can be also, like I said, you don't have to be an actual spiritual worker like I am. Let me just open my eyes. But you don't have to be like a spiritual worker like I am, in the sense of like a spiritual guide where you do that for full time, you know. As a spiritual worker, you can also be in the public eye. You can also be in the corporate world. You can be a scientist as well. Like that has nothing to do. When you're a spiritual worker, it's your energy. Your energy shifts people's lives. Your energy changes people's lives. Just you being around certain people heals their life. That's being a spiritual worker. That's being chosen. So we have to kind of like separate the meaning of the job that we have here in the 3D and the job that we have in the energy realm and in the astral realm, because the job that we have here in the 3D is how we choose to express our purpose, is how we choose to express our spiritual work. I choose to express my spiritual work currently the way that I do, doing podcasts, TikToks, having private clients, doing the grimoire that I'm going to be building on as well. There's more downloads that I'm receiving for the grimoire to build something onto it. So there's going to be more and more that is being built onto the way that I choose to express my purpose. Whereas I know that there are certain spiritual workers that I know that they do corporate work. Like literally they do corporate work. Other ones are working with animals. Other ones are working in a lab. Like literally, I have a friend of mine, he's a spiritual worker, but he works in a lab. But him being in a lab helps, because he helps awaken certain people that work in the lab as well. We need to be everywhere. If we just keep being just spiritual guides, we're going to target people that are already, that are open to the spiritual guidance. Whereas if we're being pushed like in small little places, like, you know, corporate America, if we're pushed into arts, if we're pushed into the labs, if we're pushed into a library, whatever it is, we're pushed into those places and we're just hidden in plain sight. This is how we're able to awaken a lot of people. So when I say spiritual worker, again, like let's separate the actual work job, the way that you make money here in the 3D, and think more energetically, what you need to do and what you feel called to do here energetically, and how you're expressing your energy healing and how you're expressing your power to awaken other people. But I'm seeing, like, specifically, guys, for the month of June to October, like, they're showing me, it's like the cavalry is coming. Like, the cavalry is coming for the month of June to October. Like, starting October, expect truly to see the earth moving differently. Expect the population to move differently. Expect the people in power to be completely different. Expect the rules to be different as well. Expect to see certain things happening, especially in the month of July. Expect to see certain things unfolding in a completely different way. And I'm hearing so clearly, close your eyes to anything that is creating a lower vibrational energy. Stay in the light as much as possible. So that means anything that is pushed in the news, push towards light always. And I know that right now, with everything that is happening in the world, and especially with the genocide that is happening currently in Palestine, it's hard, because there's a lot of hatred that can be built from that with reason. Because this is a whole ass genocide that is happening currently over there. So with reason, there's a lot of hatred that can come. But there is a way for us to alchemize that energy. The goal and our role here is to truly to look at that, to bring awareness to it so that there can be change, and so that the lower vibrational energy, so that the darkness does not win, right? So our goal is to bring awareness towards it. Our goal is to share the news about it, but alchemizing that energy. We want to alchemize it. We don't want to feed off of the negativity. And like I said, it's yes, take in the news, take in the information, see how unfair it is. Yes, feel. This is not what I mean, like to invalidate your feeling. Yes, feel the anger, but alchemize that anger to build something from it. Alchemize that anger so that the anger does not stay inside of you. Because that is the goal right now with the spiritual word. This is what is happening. And I'm going to be very like transparent right now in this podcast. This is usually how I talk to private clients. But right now I feel like the way that it's happening, we need to talk about it publicly. So I'm going to be the messenger, and I'm going to send it out. So right now what is happening with everything happening in the world, the spiritual war, what is happening spiritually, they don't care about the money. They don't care about any of that. All they want is energy. Just like Bashar was showing me with, like the celebrities, how they're going to want energy and everything. This is how they get energy. By you focusing on one thing and bringing your focus to one thing, this is how they get the energy. But the goal of the spiritual war is to alchemize the energy that they bring out. And this is why a lot of spiritual workers, they were dragged through mud. They were dragged through shit to learn how to alchemize. Because right now we are meant to alchemize the darkness, to alchemize it into light. So take the information, feel the anger, take the anger, alchemize it towards something light. The same way that you alchemized the trauma that you have inside, the same way that you alchemized your own anger, the same way that you alchemized all of those things that happened to you personally. This is how you're able to alchemize the things that are happening around the world as well, for the elevation of the earth to be possible, for the vibration of earth to be possible. It is a spiritual war that we're going through right now. It's going very well. Like, honestly, like, it's going very well, depending on where you are in the timelines. And I'm going to be very honest with that, because I do meet certain people sometimes that are in the old earth, and the way that they speak, you can see that they're in the old earth. And like, this is where the mirror reality is kind of like created, because they don't see the good. They don't see the alchemy. They don't see the power in the alchemization. They don't see the power in that. And we live in two completely different realities. It's a mirror reality. We live in the same like 3D, but it's a mirror reality. They live in their own timeline and I live in mine. The same way that you're going to live in one timeline and others are going to be living in another. It's all about shifting your focus and shifting your perspective as well. This is, throat chakra. But this is how you're going to be able to, this is how you're going to be able to truly go towards the new earth, is if you start aligning with alchemy. Start aligning with receiving the information, not getting lost in the information. It's very important here. Not getting lost in the information, allowing it to come there, but don't let it feed off of your energy. Don't let the news feed off of your energy. Take a step back. And when I say take a step back, this is not what I don't mean to not go to protests. I don't mean to not fight for it. I don't mean to not talk about it. Not at all. But to talk about it from a place of alchemy, but to talk about it, to show up from a place of love, to show up with an energetic protection, to show up with the intention to bring love and to bring light, not the intention to satisfy the urge that you have of anger, of revenge. This is very important. And this is not even just about like what's happening with the earth. This is also about you personally. If you have certain situations that are happening, go in with the intention of sharing love, light, knowledge, and wisdom, not with the intention to bring revenge, to bring karma. The earth is going to do its thing. You have to set the intention of love, of wisdom, of empathy. Whatever it is, whether it is a discussion with your parents or it's actually going to a protest or being an active, whatever it is, on a big scale or a small scale. Yes, it's important to fight for what is wrong. Yes, it's important to speak up on what is wrong and what is currently happening here on earth. This is the shift that we're going through. This is the change of power that we're currently going through. And the shift of power and the change of power is going to happen because we're very advanced and we're very watched. Like I said in the last podcast, we're very watched by a lot of planets at the moment. Earth has never been at this level of karmic release. Earth has never been at this level of frequency ever. In lifetimes, it's never been there. So we are watched extremely quickly and extremely interesting that I said quickly, but we are watched extremely close. We are watched extremely close by a lot of galaxies, by a lot of planets, by a lot of energies for Earth to be able to ascend, for Earth to be able to go to the next level, for Earth to be able to receive new energy vibration so that the old can truly be left behind. As I said, I think I've said it in another podcast, or if not, I just said it on TikTok, but Earth is a prison planet. When I say prison planet, Earth is a prison planet where, you know, all of the people who are here, all of the humans, all of the energies that are here, they were put here because the karmic energy of Earth is extremely, extremely heavy. The goal of Earth itself was to alchemize the energy that is already on Earth. Because of all of the history that Earth has, the karmic debt is extremely, extremely high. So the role of spiritual workers, the role of Earth was to learn how to alchemize that energy so that we can build a higher frequency. Earth is extremely powerful because the law of polarity, if there was so much karmic debt, that let's say it was at negative 100 and no other planet was ever at negative 100, and it kept going down, by the way. Let's say that it was at negative 100, 101, negative 2, etc. And then we start increasing the vibration with the law of polarity. We're going to be at plus 100, plus 200, plus 300. Because the law of polarity, as we continue alchemizing, we continue increasing. It's the same thing. This is what is currently happening. We've never been so close to being completely, completely empty of any karmic debts. We've never been so close. That's why so many spiritual workers are awakening. This is why so many people are awakening. This is why things are happening extremely, extremely fast spiritually. It's because we're so watched that everybody needs to be activated now to be able to be part of this spiritual war. And I say spiritual war, I don't want to say it in like a dramatic way of like, we're going to war and it's like blah, blah, not in a dramatic way. Like truly, I say spiritual war because this is how I'm being told, but like it's not bad. Like I literally want to say like it's fun. Like it is. Like I'm not seeing any of the aliens and any of the energies being negative about it. I'm not seeing any of the energies being worried about it or being like angry or anything. No, because it's light and love. It's a spiritual war between light and love and darkness. And if you're on light and love, it's fun because you know that you're winning and because you're just vibing and you're alchemizing everything. Darkness, like he's showing me literally, it's like someone throws like a ball of darkness at you and you're just dancing and moving and turning it into light. This is how it is. This is how it's being shown and portrayed. So let's remove the dramatic effect of the spiritual war and let's really put the fun of what this is, which is we're all tapping into deeper powers to be able to learn to alchemize everything. So anything that is brought your way and that is thrown our way, we are able to build and to create flowers out of. It's fun. It's fun and it's exciting because we get to create from nothing. We get to create on a blank canvas. We get to create on a beautiful new plane completely. It's amazing. Yes, there's the darkness that comes with it. Absolutely. But it's amazing because we get to create and we get to show the darkness how powerful light and love is. We get to show how powerful we are as beings of light and as beings of heart and as beings of love. We get to show them all of that. And this is how we're going to be winning with light and love. And it's happening on all scales, small and big. So let's welcome it in. Let's just end this here because I feel like it's a lot, but let's just end this here. Prepare for the month of June to October. A lot of shifts are going to be happening. Flow and surrender. Take the information and observe it. This is all there is to it. These predictions are just about observation so that you're aware of it, so that when the opportunities come for you to shine or to go up, you take them. So that when the adversity comes, when the darkness is being thrown at you, you're able to shift it into light. You're able to take it right away from a place of love and lightness. And to see the power in love and light as well. That's all there is to it. Set the intention of love and light and you will see that the success will come with it. Because the universe, like, and I'm seeing it very, very clearly, especially for the month of June to October, the universe is going to take care of those who are part of this spiritual war. The universe is going to take care of a lot of people. There's a lot of people that the work that they do is going to be shifting. There's not going to be as much hard work anymore because there's going to be a lot of work that is going to be done in the 5D and spiritually. So the 9-to-5 conventional way is not going to be for everybody. There's a lot of people who are going to be shifting from that. Even though, yes, there are some people that are going to be in the corporate world in the 9-to-5 and everything because they need to be there. There are also a lot of people that are going to be asked to take a step back. And there are also other people who are going to be elevating in bigger management positions so that they don't have to work as much either. So there's going to be a lot of shifts when it comes to easiness in the next couple of months, where there's going to be a lot of ease that is going to be happening from June to October. And October specifically, I'm seeing a lot of people kind of like retiring. And when I say retiring, I don't mean in the sense of like no longer working, but retiring from kind of like the society's work, the way that society works, the way that, you know, the conventional term of work. They're going to be retiring. They're going to be taking a step back. They might be secluding themselves. They might be going up in the mountains. They might be going into nature and working from the back. Like this is where the shift of fame and fortune is going to happen, where people think that fame and fortune is about always being in the spotlight. But this is where the shift is going to happen because those who are truly famous and fortunate and those who truly have a lot of wealth and a lot of abundance, they're going to be more in the mountains. They're going to be more in nature. They're going to be more kind of like secluded. They will be the messenger, but more secluded. Untouchable is what I'm hearing as well here, so that they're not deep in the war itself. so that they're doing the work from the astral realm. They're doing the work from a different integration. So whatever urge that you have, whatever impulse that you have as you're ascending, as you're moving forward, allow it to happen, allow it to take over. There's going to be a lot of integrations that are going to be happening. Follow love always, follow light always. This is absolutely a beautiful integration to have, and honestly, a beautiful integration to be part of. So yeah, let's get to it. Excited. Okay. So, yeah. Anything else? I feel like that's all that I feel called to say. So this is all that I will be saying here. I might add more updates on deeper things that I saw as well that is not time yet to share. But for now, this is the information that needs to be given. Take the information, observe, allow it to happen, surrender and flow. Always go from a place of love and light. If you don't have it yet within you to find love and light towards certain situations or towards certain people, start working on it. Do the shadow work. Start disintegrating to integrate. Because now's the time, baby. All right. Love you guys. This was amazing. Thank you for being part of this channel. And of course, you know, you guys can follow me on TikTok for more daily updates, Instagram as well. And of course, also the Grimoire. I know I speak about it so often, but it's because it's such a powerhouse. And like I said on TikTok as well, right now, the Grimoire is the first version. It's going to be increasing, and it's unlimited free updates for a lifetime. So as I increase the information, the knowledge, the wisdom that I add to it, and the different parts that I add to it, hint, hint, and the different levels, hint, hint as well, that I add to the Grimoire, the price is going to have to increase. So if you guys locked in at the current price, then it's going to be unlimited updates no matter what the price is, even in 10 years. If let's say in 10 years it's $1,000 and you guys paid the $33 right now, you guys are locked in at $33. So highly, 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 highly recommend that you guys get it, because it will be building onto it, and it will be absolutely an amazing, amazing Grimoire, an amazing place to receive information, an amazing place to learn how to channel, an amazing place to learn how to create your own magic, an amazing place to learn how to become a successful spiritual worker as well for this earth, regardless of the job that you have here in the 3D, how to be a truly good, powerful spiritual worker. Tapped in. All right. So yeah, everything is on my website, etherealbloomshop.com, or on my TikTok, maybe a Leo 1. Love you guys so much, and talk soon.